Amen. I'm not going to be before you long. I just believe in saying whatever God would have me to say, and I will be taking my seat. Amen. I'm going to ask you to turn to First, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and stand, please. I'm going to ask you to turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4, and I'm going to ask you to read verse 1 and 2. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1. Ah, good God from glory, good God, Lord, my God. Woo, God is a good God. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Oh, my God. God is great.
Yes.
To be praised. Oh my God. Glory be to God in the highest. I'm going to ask you to please read verse 1 and verse 2. Then you can have your seats. Right. Amen. Go ahead and start.
I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season.
Ha! Good God! Again, Saints 1 and 2.
I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine.
Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Saints. Amen. Like I said, I'm not going to be before you long. Amen. This is Paul talking to Timothy. He's talking to Timothy, and he's giving Timothy a charge.
Yes.
And he said, I charge thee. I charge you. I command you. I order you. Yes. Amen. And on down the next verse, preach the word of God.
Yes.
And so Timothy did not have an excuse. Paul was saying that he had witnesses. He had some witness there, or in the presence, there was a witness, and it was God, the Lord Jesus Christ.
All right.
And when God commands you to do something, if you don't do it, you're going to be in trouble. And the pastor talked earlier today about the gifts, saints of God. Preaching is not the only gift that's in the body. There's many a gifts in the body. And a lot of times, you know, I think about the congregation, the testimonies. They're so good. But without a testimony, without a test, there's no testimony. So we got to go through in order to get a testimony. Sometimes we don't always pass our test. Let me get my water. Sometimes we deliver our own selves out of our test, saints. So if we deliver our own selves out of our test, guess what? There's no testimony. There's no testimony. But God is a good God, and God will allow us to go through some things. And I thought about Timothy, the call that was on his life. He was blessed. Glory be to God. God has tremendously blessed him. And the word of God that was down on the inside of him, his mother and his grandmother help put that on the inside of him. And sometimes you can have relatives in your family that will help you. God is a good God. Amen. I took a few notes, and my little note says, be ready when the time is right, and even when it is not. Keep your sense of urgency, whether the opportunity seems favorable or unfavorable. whether convenient or inconvenient, whether welcome or unwelcome, correct those who err in doctrine or behavior, warn those that sin, exhort and encourage those who are growing towards spiritual maturity. Timothy had a job, just like our pastor, he has a job. And I thought about the ones that are saying that God has called them to pastor. God is dealing with people, and I thought about the saints of God growing. Once you repent and you get baptized in Jesus' name and be filled with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost, you're going to grow. And when you grow, there are some things that God wants you to do. God wants us to grow, and he wants us to mature. Yeah. And I thought about it, kind of tickled me a little bit. I thought about the turtle. You know how slow the turtle is. Some people grow fast. They catch on real quick. And sometimes somebody else's growth will intimidate a person that's being slow.
That's good.
Not to take anything away from the one that's moving like a turtle. Because they are moving. Oh, good God from glory.
Yeah.
They are moving, saints of God.
Yeah.
So don't criticize them and don't talk about them because they're not moving as fast as you're moving.
Come on.
I thought about Jesus, how Jesus grew. He grew in his body. He got taller. He grew in wisdom. He had favor with man. I thought about Samuel. I thought about Samuel, how did not one word fall to the ground when he prophesied? Not one word.
That's good.
Everything that he prophesied came out of that man's mouth, God let it come to pass.
All right.
And so, saints, we got to learn how to only say what God would have us to say.
Yeah.
You got to recognize the calling that's on your life. You know why? Because it's going to come a time in your life where you're going to run into the adversary.
Come on.
Satan's going to use somebody. Ah, Lord, he's going to use somebody. Somebody's going to say, God didn't tell you to do that. God didn't call you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, you got to know that the hand of the Lord is up on you yourself. You can't always depend on somebody to tell you, you got this gift or you got that gift. God will show you what's on the inside, because one day you're going to run into somebody that's going to say, God didn't tell you to do that. And I thought about myself. I can use my own self as an example. There's many of things that I've been through since I've been walking with God. And since I'm striving to be obedient unto God, there were times where people told me, God didn't call you to do that. You need to stay in your own place. God didn't tell you to say that. So I could have went there. I could have went somewhere and just sit down and said, that's okay. They can have it. Because, see, I don't mind sitting back. And that's where I get in trouble with. I don't mind sitting back letting somebody else do something. I'm not trying to be seen. I'm not trying to be heard. It don't matter. Ah, glory be to God. God is great, and he's greatly to be praised. God is so good. Oh, God is so good. So you're going to have to know what God is saying to you. Do you know the voice of God? Who's speaking? The scripture said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. We're the church. Our bodies is the temple of God. So if a lot of false doctrine is being preached out there, then how can we help somebody if we don't know what the word of the Lord is saying for ourselves, saints? We got to search the scripture, study the scripture. Because you know what? If we don't, then we're going to be tricked too. We're going to be fooled. Because there's a whole lot that's going on, saints of God. Saints, people are running, they all over the place. Going to this church, going to that church, then when they don't hear what they want to hear, then they'll run over here. And then when they don't hear what they want to hear over here, they'll run over there. So we got to be ready, saints. We got to be packing. And I'm not talking about with a gun, a loaded gun. I'm not talking about that. And I'm kind of messed up about that anyway, because in my time, always thought that we're supposed to trust in God. Saints bringing guns to church, I don't get it. I don't comprehend that. I don't understand that. I'm scared of guns anyway. So I don't understand why saints of God, they're packing. They're carrying guns in their cars, in the church, in the grocery store, wherever it is. I didn't find nowhere in the scripture where God said, it's all right for you to carry a gun. The scripture said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct my path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Good God from glory. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Guns are evil. We're not the world. We're not the world, saints. We're spirit beings, preachers, prophets, elders, and we're carrying guns.
Watch out now.
God don't want us to be like the world, saints. God's got us. He's watching over us. He's protecting us. Husbands, God will protect your wives. I thought about myself. It's been kind of coming to my mind. I thought about when I was in the world. I didn't have the Holy Ghost. I got off of work one day, and my ride didn't pick me up. So when I caught a bus. So when I got off the bus, I had to walk home. And I was right there by my house, and I started feeling funny or strange for some reason. And there was some bushes right there by my house. So I stepped out in the street away from the bushes, and somebody grabbed me. Oh, my God! Somebody grabbed me. And when they grabbed me, they took my purse and wanted to know what was on the inside. At that time, I just had $3 and something in my account. But he took his hand and started trying to go down my top. He said, if I take my hand off your mouth and you don't scream, I'll let you go. So when he took his hand off my mouth, I panicked and I took off and I started running. And when you panic, you don't think. I ran across this lot. I ran across the street. I didn't look to see if cars was coming. Ran and knocked at these people's doors. And they called the police. When the police came, I talked to them. And I seen this guy. And I told him, I said, well, I think that was him. He said, but we can't do anything about it because I wasn't sure. And the reason I said I think that's him, because the guy that did snatch me, he had a blue jean jacket on, and I seen that arm, the blue jean jacket on his arm. But I said that to say this. I didn't have no Holy Ghost then, saints of God. I was doing everything I was big enough to do, and God watched over me then. How much more now will God watch over me, shield me, and protect me? God wants us to trust him. You know what? Talk is cheap. James Brown put a song out and said, talking loud and saying nothing. Everybody is preaching the word. They're not believing what they're preaching. Sometimes we can say we trust God. No, that's a lie. Action speaks louder than words, saints of God. God knows us. He knows the words that we say, whether if they're true or if they're not true. So we got to learn how to say what we mean. Say the real thing. Like the word, I love you. That word is just thrown around so loosely. We just hugging people and telling them we love them when you can't even stand them. You don't like them. You don't like them. God, see, man looks on the outward appearance, but God is checking out the heart. The Bible said that the heart is desperately wicked. Who can know it? God knows it because he's examining our hearts, saints. So we got to be real. We got to be right, saints of God, because God knows all things and he see all things. Amen, saints. God is great and he's greatly to be praised. But when the hand of the Lord is up on you and you have a mind to be holy and to be clean, God will use you. Because, see, just because you're preaching, that don't mean that you're going back with God. You know why? Because a lot of people are preaching, but they're not living what they're preaching. They're not living as saints of God. They just running their mouth quoting scriptures. Yep, they studying and they know the word of God. God is real, saints, and we can't hide from God. And the one that's up here preaching, like myself, that's going forth telling you what God has put on the inside of me, that don't mean that Sister Kimball was saying she got it all together. That don't mean that. So it ain't no point in getting mad at the preacher or the one that's up here putting the word out there. Ain't no point in getting mad at them. You might as well pray for them because they striving to be saved. They striving to be obedient. They striving to do what God told them to do. Good God from glory. We need to pray for one another, saints of God. We running for our lives. We are running for our lives, and God has got us, saints of God. We need to start encouraging one another and stop talking about one another. Stop being fake. Stop being phony. Stop being fake, saints of God. Let's be real. Let's be real, saints of God. Because we as saints of God, we got the spirit on the inside. We can feel things. Don't y'all feel things? Sometimes you can see things before it even happened. Sometimes I'm at home and I'm praying and somebody's name might start coming out of my mouth. I don't know why, but I'm praying. We need one another. We need help, saints of God. We got to pray for one another. We have got to pray for one another, saints. To God be the glory. I'm done.
Amen. Thank God for the woman of God. Thank God for the word of the Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to ask our ministers to come at this time. If there's somebody that needs prayer on tonight, somebody desires to be saved on tonight. Amen. If you repent of your sins again on tonight, we give the invitation for you to come to be baptized in the water and have your sins washed away.